Long Lecture, Skill 2, American Literature, Mark Twain. Listen to part of a lecture in an American literature class.
Today we are going to discuss the life of Mark Twain. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, everyone has heard about him. He wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, didn't he?
Right.
Well, I don't know all the books, but he was a newspaper reporter, and he wrote different things like historical fiction, travel books, religious fiction, and short stories, right?
And that's it? Okay. Well, you're about to learn some more things that are less talked about. Did you know he was a thorn in the U.S. government's side? Surprised? Well, Mark Twain was his pen name. He was actually born Samuel Clemens, and today you are going to learn about Mark Twain and his activities in the Anti-Imperial League.
Really? He was friends with Roosevelt and other politicians. I read about it.
Oh, he was a rebel with a cause. He more than belonged to the League. He was the vice president from 1901 to 1910. Let's start at the beginning. The League was the first of its kind in the U.S. and was formed in reaction to the outcome of the Spanish-American War in 1898. Basically, Spain turned over colonies in the Caribbean and Pacific to the U.S. as the loser in a settlement. It was called the Treaty of Paris. It named Cuba, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines. Twain supported the U.S. in the beginning, but did a turnabout face when he learned about the terms of the treaty. He believed it was just a way for U.S. expansion. Twain was in Europe at the time of the Spanish-American War and returned to the U.S. in 1900. He was always ready to tell how he felt about the treaty. He campaigned fiercely against imperialism by making speeches, writing articles, and after sending a salutation speech from the 19th century to the 20th century to the League as well as the New York Herald. He became the vice president of the League. In a nutshell, he believed that the U.S. could not be both an empire and a republic at the same time. Twain admired Emilio Aguinaldo tremendously and what he was all about.
Who was he?
Well, he was a Filipino rebel. He wanted freedom for his country. He organized rebellions against the Spanish and was exiled by them to Hong Kong before the war. When the war started, he went back to the Philippines, thinking the U.S. was going to help free the Philippines. Wrong. I don't think he realized that the U.S. wanted the Philippines for its own. In the end, the U.S. kept the Philippines. The U.S. criticized the Spanish for having concentration camps in Cuba and used it as propaganda against them. Then they turned around and did the same thing, opened concentration camps in the Philippines. This is what got on Twain's nerves. Anyway, Twain was thoroughly displeased by the whole thing. When he went back to the U.S. in 1901, he published To the Person Sitting in the Darkness. This had a great impact on the war and the government's dishonesty. It came to be the League's most popular publication. That same year, he did it again and signed a July 4th address to the American people. This was published in newspapers everywhere and did not make politicians happy. In 1902, he signed a petition to the Senate that made it clear that he knew all about concentration camps and that he was against them. He thought it might help stop the hostile U.S.-Philippine negotiations. And in 1903, Twain was active in helping the League protest how they treated Filipinos in their own country. Does that surprise you about Twain? He was involved with the Anti-Imperial League until his death in 1910. There was a lot more to Twain than Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What is the surprising thing about Mark Twain? Number 2. According to the lecture, which of the following is not true? Number 3. Why does the professor mention Hong Kong?